Good morning. We're very happy to be here, and we don't know all of you yet, but we're really looking forward to getting to know all of you. Well, just a little bit about me. So I basically have grown up in the church. I had Christian faith and culture kind of infused in me from the very get-go of my life, from a very early age. Most of my family all went to the same church. I grew up in the same church my entire life. Went to Christian schools my entire life. So you could say I kind of had this big Christian bubble that I lived in, which I look back on and was very grateful for. However, I think through that I was also became complacent, and I don't think I really truly appreciated it and realized the tremendous gift of it, because when you grow up in a kind of a Christian bubble, it's easy to become complacent, to not be tested, and to not really own your faith, especially at a young age. So I'm very grateful for that upbringing. However, I can look back and see how the Lord used that and changed me as I grew older. I made profession of faith when I was 17 in the church. And I think that was definitely a defining moment for me, but I was still really, really young, still kind of naive. I'd grown up hearing the word and catechisms, and if someone had asked me the day after that to articulate all of that to them, I probably wouldn't have done a very good job, just because it was just hadn't really been tested. Or you grow up around everybody who's like you, you don't step out of that, and so you don't get tested. But I'm still very grateful for it. So another defining moment was when my dad lost his job. I was pretty young at the time. And he decided not to move the family away from Michigan, where we grew up, and decided to give up his career and go into something else. And that was a tremendous sacrifice for my parents. And not only that, but throughout our life, they sacrificed a lot for our Christian education. That was very important to them. And I just saw this incredible contentment in their life. And that was just an amazing thing to watch. And it's really affected me through my walk to see how they were willing to give up, career paths and fame for the upbringing of their children and keeping that consistent framework that they had built up in where we had lived, and they didn't want to compromise that. So I'm very grateful for that because it really taught me a lot. And just to see their faith and their contentment has just been amazing through that. So, I grew up in the Christian schools and then went off to college. I went to college 15 minutes from home. So again, this bubble only gets stronger and more reinforced. It was a Christian college, Calvin College in Grand Rapids, and, kind of infused once again with Christian professors and fellow students, and going to chapel once a week or, twice a week. And I started to own it a little bit more and started to grow. And then the Lord led me to leave Michigan and go to graduate school. So I'm like, okay. So now I left the bubble. I ended up in a secular university in another state, and the difference could not have been more striking. And now suddenly I was away from everybody that was like me. I had professors who were as secular and as unbelieving as you can get. And suddenly I was the different one. I stood out. And the Lord began to really open my eyes to just how unprepared I felt for that. But it was the Lord's will for me to go through that. And I think of several of the people I grew up with and went to school with who are no longer walking with the Lord. And then I think, where would I have been after I left Grand Rapids, left that bubble, and then the Lord brought me into an incredible church at Indiana University where I was going. And that church really held firmly to Scripture and really was very intense about protecting students from you know, the bombardment of the university, the secular university. And I just look back on it and it's like, where would I have been if I hadn't been in that church? And so the Lord was molding me and shaping me and testing me, because suddenly I was in this environment where Christian faith was not looked upon favorably at all by most of the people I spent time with every day. So there was a sense of urgency, right? Suddenly scripture started to open up to me, right? I started to realize, you know, this is something that I have to be able to apply to my daily life every day, not just something you read because that's what you grew up doing. So I began to own it, began to see the Lord transforming me and molding me into his image through that. And a few years after that, still in Indiana, I met Aaron. And so that opened up a new chapter of my life and a new opportunities to be humbled big time. And we got married, and the Lord's been working through that tremendously. I've never been more humbled and felt so inadequate as to when we had children, and you know, even getting married, but having children especially has been an amazing thing. And I know all of you who have children would agree. But the Lord used all these moments in my life to draw me to himself, to teach me his word, his truth. And I can say confidently that I trust in him alone as both my Lord, both as my Savior and my Lord. And so what that means to me is that he's not just somebody I call on for salvation, but he's the Lord over my entire life. That means his scripture is my authority all the time. And that applies not just when I'm sitting here in church, but Monday through Saturday, every other day of the week. And I look back at my life and see how the Lord brought me to that point. I think about passages that have helped me along that way and really reflect that. And Philippians 1 verse 6 comes to mind. He who started a good work in me will be carried on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The Lord began a good work in me a long time ago and has been faithfully completing it, and there's a long way to go. And I just think of a couple other verses. John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I have abundant life in the Lord, and I'm very happy, and we're happy to be here. Thank you.